how to pair this specialization with other ministry settings. One of the most important ideas in this entire course is that pet-assisted chaplaincy is usually not a ministry parish all by itself. Most often, it works best as a companion specialization. That means the animal is brought into a real ministry setting where the chaplain is already serving or has already been prepared to serve. The animal supports the ministry. It does not replace the ministry setting, and it does not become the chaplain's whole identity. This matters because sustainable pet-assisted chaplaincy grows stronger when it is connected to real places, real people, and real ministry rhythms. For example, think about community chaplaincy. A chaplain walking a calm, well-prepared dog through a neighborhood, apartment complex, condo setting, or 55 and older community may become a familiar and non-threatening presence over time. People wave. Conversations begin naturally. The animal lowers awkwardness. But the deeper ministry is still community presence, noticing the lonely, listening well, and serving with steady care. Or think about elder care. In nursing homes, assisted living settings, and supervised senior care environments, a suitable animal may help soften isolation, awaken memory, or bring a gentle rhythm into the room. But elder care chaplaincy requires more than a kind animal. It requires pacing, hygiene awareness, respect for staff, dementia-sensitive interaction, and a strong sense of dignity. The animal can support that work beautifully, but only when the chaplain already understands that parish. The same is true in Christmas chaplaincy or seasonal comfort ministry. During the holidays, many people feel grief, loneliness, memory pain, family strain, or spiritual openness. A ministry animal may help create warmth and calm in a gentle way. But holiday chaplaincy still requires pastoral timing, emotional awareness, and wise spiritual care. The animal may open the atmosphere, but the chaplain must still know how to walk with sorrow, tenderness, and hope. In disability-aware or child-sensitive settings, this pairing principle becomes even more important. A gentle animal may be helpful, but supervision, sensory awareness, communication differences, and consent all matter deeply. The chaplain cannot assume that because animals often help, they are always the right fit in every vulnerable setting. This is why pet-assisted ministry becomes stronger when it is paired with other specialized understanding. The same can be said for soul center ministry, church hospitality, local outreach, visitation ministry, and neighborhood fellowship efforts. A soul center or church may use pet-assisted chaplaincy as one part of a broader ministry of presence. The animal may help open relational doors at a hospitality event, a community blessing opportunity, an elder visit, or a gentle care connection. But the ministry still needs leadership, boundaries, accountability, and a real pastoral framework. The animal is a support to ministry, not the center of ministry. So how do you think about pairing this specialization well? Ask these questions. What parish am I actually serving in? What kind of people am I regularly around? What permissions and expectations shape this setting? Would the animal genuinely help here? Am I bringing the animal into a ministry or trying to build a ministry around the animal alone? That last question is especially important. If the whole idea depends on the animal being the attraction, the ministry may become shallow. But if the animal is supporting a real chaplaincy setting where presence, listening, prayer by permission, scripture, blessing, encouragement, and wise care are already part of the mission, then the ministry becomes stronger and more believable. A healthy chaplain does not ask, "Where can I show up with my animal?" A healthy chaplain asks, "Where is God already calling me to serve, and would the wise presence of this animal help me serve there more faithfully?" That is how pairing works. And when pet-assisted chaplaincy is paired well, it becomes not just warm, but deeply useful.